Thank you for calling Delta Dental for AARP Dental Insurance Plan.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider or I'm an insured member.
Member.
Member handbook materials and ID cards are available to view and print at myaarpdental.com. Physical mailings of the member handbook and ID cards are delayed 4 to 6 weeks due to an operational issue.
I see you're calling from the phone number 970-235-0470. To get started, what's the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
4/25/53.
Please note that any eligibility or benefits information provided is not a guarantee of payment. This member is eligible under a Delta Dental PPO plan. You can say repeat that or press 1. Billing and payments 2. Benefits 3. Claims and estimates 4. Or more options or press 5. Okay, please hold while I search our records for the past 90 days. I found 3 claims. The first most recent claim is for treatment performed on January 16th. Delta Dental paid a total of $87.50. And the member's responsibility was $1,183.50. Say, repeat that, or hear the next one. You can also say main menu, or if you're finished, just hang up.
Representative.
You'd like to speak with a representative, is that right?
Yes.
Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
In order to better serve you, please stay on the line after the call to complete a short survey.
Thank you for contacting Delta Dental. My name is King. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice.
Mr. Rice, can I please verify your date of birth and address?
My date of birth is 4/25/53. My address is 11268 East Linvale Drive, Aurora, Colorado.
And is your email address phil.rice@mkgapappraisal.com?
Yes, it is.
Thank you for verifying your information, and thank you for being a valued AARP member. How can I help today?
I would like to speak with a licensed insurance agent, please.
Okay. One moment, please, while I get you over to the right place, okay? Thank you for your patience.
Thanks for calling Delta Dental. My name is Skip. I'm a licensed agent. How can I help you smile today?
Hi, Skip. My name is Phil Rice. Are you willing to tell me your last name?
My name is Skip Peoples.
Skip Peoples. All right. Very good. Thank you. I'm calling about my Delta Dental insurance plan. Have you got my information in front of you, or do I need to tell you?
Yes. Let me have the enrollee ID number.
It looks like 12-00696487-01.
Okay, give me a moment. Let me try to locate you. Okay, Phil Rice Killer. Are you in Colorado?
I'm in Colorado. Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm not licensed for Colorado, and this plan that you have is through AARP.
That's correct, yes.
Yeah, let me get you to Colorado. Before I give transfer you, let me give you the number for Colorado.
All right, so go ahead.
1-800-610-0201.
Okay.
Okay, and I'm going to transfer you to Delta Dental for Colorado.
All right, thank you.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental of Colorado. Please listen carefully, as our menu options have changed.
Para español, oprime uno.
If you are a provider, please press 1. If you are a member, please press 2. If you are a group administrator or broker, please press 3. You can find benefits, eligibility, claim status information, and help find a dentist on our website at www.deltadentalco.com. Otherwise, to hear our automated options, press 1. To speak with a representative, press 2. Please enter the subscriber's identification number, followed by pound. The identification number may be either the subscriber's social security number or an alternate identification number assigned to the subscriber. We're sorry, we did not receive your entry. Please try again. Please enter the subscriber's identification number, followed by pound. The identification number may be either the subscriber's social security number or an alternate identification number assigned to the subscriber. The number you have entered is 1-2-0-0-6-9-6-4-8. If this is correct, press 1. To enter a new number, press 2. Please enter the subscriber's identification number, followed by pound. The identification number may be either the... The number you have entered is 1-2-0-0-6-9-6-4-8. If this is correct, press 1. To enter a new number, press 2. Please enter the subscriber's identification number, followed by pound. The identification number may be either the subscriber's social security number or an alternate... The number you have entered is 1-2-0-0-6-9-6-4-8-7. If this is correct, press 1. To enter a new number, press 2. Calls may be recorded for training and quality assurance. Your opinion is important to us. Please stay on the line after the call for a short survey to let us know how your call went.
to Dental of Colorado. My name is Teresa. Are you calling as a member or provider?
Hi, Teresa.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes. May I have your name and date of birth?
My name is Phil Rice, and my date of birth is 4/25/53.
Okay. One moment, please. Still thinking. Sorry for the wait. And Mr. Rice, can you please verify your address?
My address is 11268 East Lindvale Drive in Aurora, Colorado.
We do show that you were with Kaiser Senior Advantage. We show a term date of 7/31/2020. We don't show any other active plans since then. Are you currently still with Kaiser?
No, I left Kaiser a long time ago. I'm calling because I'm currently with AARP Dental Insurance Plan. It's a supplemental plan. I called the number with the plan and asked to speak with a licensed insurance agent. And the person I spoke with, probably was in Pennsylvania. He didn't tell me where he was, but that's where AARP Dental Insurance headquarters is located. And when I gave him my ID number, he looked me up and he says, "Oh my God, you're in Colorado. I'm licensed, but I'm not licensed in Colorado." He gave me a phone number of 800-610-0201, and he said, "Let me transfer you." And probably what I should have done is hung up and dialed that number. I was
that
on
is
a hold
our
for-
number.
Pardon me?
The number that he transferred you to is for Delta Dental of Colorado. But we don't handle AARP. So if you called a number and you are thinking that it's with a gentleman out of Pennsylvania, it's possible because AARP is administered by Delta Dental of California or Delta Dental of Pennsylvania. So if he did not, if he wasn't able to pull up your benefits, it sounds like that you may be with Delta Dental of California, because I'm with Delta Dental of Colorado. I'm not pulling you up in our system either.
Yeah, he probably should have just spoke with me. I probably threw him off when I just asked for somebody that was licensed. This is getting very frustrating.
So I can provide you with the number for Delta for AARP. That would be to help you.
Yeah, that's probably the number I called in the first place.
Which number did you call before you called the number that transferred you over? What number did you call?
What number do you have?
So the number I show is
866-583-2085. Say that again. What was it? 866-583, was it?
2085. Yes, sir.
85. I'm going to hang up and start over again. This is
Let me see if I can transfer you over. Do you mind if I transfer you over? I'm going to transfer you to that number. My listing says that's for AARP.
All right, go ahead and try.
Is that okay? Or do you prefer, okay.
Go ahead and try.
Okay, 1 second. Sorry for the wait. One moment. Sorry.
Administrator of the AARP Dental Insurance Plan. This call will be monitored and recorded for quality purposes. You may be selected to complete a survey immediately following your call. If you're a dental provider calling to check eligibility or the status of claims, press or say 3. Otherwise, please remain on the line. In a few words, please tell me the reason for your call today. For example, if you'd like an information package, say package. Or to enroll, say enroll. So, what can I help you with?
Representative.
All right, representative. If you're currently enrolled in an AARP Delta Dental PPO plan, press or say 1. If you're enrolled in a Delta Care USA Dental HMO plan, press. Verification of coverage is not a guarantee of benefits. Actual plan coverage and benefit payment is determined when your claim is received. Please hold for a customer service representative.
Thank you for calling. My name is Nicole. How may I help you?
Hello, Nicole. My name is Phil Rice. I'm located in Colorado. I have an AARP Delta Dental Insurance Plan. I can give you my ID number. I'd like to speak to a licensed insurance agent, please.
Okay, and do you have your member number?
It's 12006964870-1.
All right, and can you just verify your date of birth for me, please?
It's 4/25/53.
Thank you. All right, and I am a licensed agent. How can I help you?
All right, isn't that wonderful? I've been given the runaround quite a bit. I'm glad to finally be with someone that can help me. I hope you can help me. Did you say your name was Lisa?
My name is Nicole.
Nicole, okay, very good. N-I-C-O-L-E, is it?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And do you mind telling me your last name?
My last name is Mitchell.
M-I-T-C-H-E-L-L?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. And you're a licensed insurance agent in the state of Colorado?
I am.
All right. Very good. And where are you located right now? Are you in Pennsylvania?
I am in Pennsylvania, yes.
Okay, very good. The reason I'm calling is I just want to get squared away on the basics of how my Delta Dental insurance policy works. The one that I've had for a few years, do you have my information pulled up in front of you? Do I need to give you some more information so you can pull it up? Or do you want me to just start?
No, I have I have all your information brought up here.
Oh, okay, I'll start asking away. I bought this policy, I don't know, about 4 or 5 years ago, approximately. I don't remember exactly when it was. I think it had a 2-year waiting period for some of the big ticket items, but I think that's now been satisfied. And I bought it in August, as I recall. I think I make the payment every year right around the end of July, and it goes into effect August 1st. And it's about an $850 payment every year, August 1st. And so I think I'm paid up through August 1st. But the policy runs on a calendar year basis. And I'm a little bit unclear as exactly how that works. And I believe I was told that I could cancel at any time. And if I did, I would get a prorated refund. Does what I've said right. So far sound right to you? Does that all sound right so far?
Yeah, so I do see that your policy has an effective date of August 1st of 2020. Mm-hmm. And the waiting periods for your major services, that waiting period was just 12 months, which you obviously satisfied back in 2021.
Okay.
You are paid up until the end of July of this year, July 31st, 2024.
All right. So I think that's a yes. We're in agreement so far.
Absolutely.
All right. And so I'm 70 years old. I'm on Medicare, and I changed my Medicare insurance effective January 1st this year, and I've got pretty good dental insurance with what I've got. It's with Devoted, and I don't know if you're familiar with that or not. And I changed my dentist effective the first of the year. I had an appointment with them on January 4th. I went in. So again, it's a new dentist, and they, on January 4th, did an exam. They took a lot of x-rays. They looked me over, and they gave me about a three-page, what I'll call estimate, of what they recommended. And they said, this is what we think you should do. And we made an appointment, actually two appointments, 11 days later. I came back on a Monday. They put in a crown. It was what they wound up doing was a temporary crown. And then the following day I came back and they did what they called a deep cleaning and some other things. They had told me that the crown was going to have a copay of zero, and then when I showed up for the appointment, they told me, lo and behold, not zero. They wanted me to pay, I forget what it was. It was a small amount, $35 or something. And then the following day, they had told me it was going to cost me $600 and something, and then that's, in fact, what they charged me when I showed up the next day. And I've got an appointment to come back next Friday. They're going to put the permanent crown on, and that's kind of where things stand with my dentist. So wondering how, I guess the way I understand it is, I think of the insurance I've got with the AARP as what I'll call supplemental insurance. And, they're both administered by Delta Dental. I believe. I think that's the way I understand it. And I think the way the two insurances work is that they each see that there's another insurance company involved, and they both say, well, we'll each agree to pay half. And so, for example, on the Crown, I think that that's probably what happened is that each of the insurances paid half of the cost of the Crown. But it's hard for me to get a straight answer from either of the insurance companies or the dentist as to what the heck's going on there. But does that sound right to you as to how that would work? Does that sound like I've got it right?
So now with the AARP Delta Dental Plan, now we do not coordinate benefits with other insurance companies.
Okay, so meaning what? That you would pay nothing regardless, or that you would pay 100% regardless, or it wouldn't matter if there was another insurance company involved. You're going to pay what you're going to pay no matter whether there was another insurance company involved. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying that we do not coordinate benefits, so we do not communicate with the other insurance company to say, hey, we're going to pay half, you're going to pay half.
All right. But what would you pay?
Well, that just depends on what service you got and what your coverage level is. Now, I can take a look at the claim for you if you'd like for me to do that.
Okay.
I do see a claim here from January 4th, January 15th, and January 16th.
Right. So January.
So on the 16th is when they did.
January 4th was just the X-rays, and I've already received something in the mail, and that's confusing enough. And I don't even think what they sent me is right. So let's for the time being, let's not talk about that. January 15th was the Crown, and January 16th was the deep cleaning. So let's look at January 16th. What do you see for January 16th? Because I haven't seen anything for that. What do you see for the 16th?
Let me just bring that up here. Okay. Okay. So from the 16th, I do see quite a few different services that they have on there. So I do see the deep clean. And then also on that claim, there is an irrigation and as well as there we go. Okay, there was also a collection and preparation of a saliva sample for laboratory diagnostic testing. So I do see quite a few different services on there. Local anesthesia. It looks like out of that claim, Delta Dental is going to pay $87.50, and you will be responsible for $1,183.50.
Right. Now, when you say Delta Dental paid. They paid that to the dentist. Is that right?
Correct. Mm-hmm. To the dentist.
All right. And is that in the form of they actually wrote a check to the dentist?
Yes.
Okay. And do you see any indication that they would have sent that information in the mail to me? I haven't gotten anything in the mail yet. I did get something in the mail on the January 4th, but not what you're looking at now. I did hear a recorded message.
Mm-hmm.
But that statement has not been mailed to me yet.
Yeah, so it looks like this claim just finished processing on the 21st, so you should be receiving that soon.
So I'll be receiving it soon, but you can't tell when it's been mailed. There's no indication when it's been mailed. Is that right?
Right. Yeah, it just shows when the claim was finished processing. Like I said, that was on the 21st, so just a few days
all right.
ago.
All right. So that's, I guess, sufficient. So let's back up. That's, what was that? That was the 16th, right?
Right.
So do you have something similar for what happened on the 15th?
I do have the 15th here as well. And on the 15th, let me bring that up for you. So that was for your crown.
That's finished yet because they don't finish until they put the permanent crown on. But let's see what you've got. What do you show for that?
Yes, I show that was for the crown and for core buildup. Out of that claim, Delta Dental pays $530, and then you were also responsible for $530.
All right. And when you say Delta Dental pays, meaning that Delta Dental wrote a check for $530 to the dentist's office? Is that what that means?
Yes.
Okay. And presumably they're going to put a statement like that in the mail to me as well. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I just haven't gotten it yet. But sometime in the very near future, I'll get a statement like that in the mail as well. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, okay. And am I correct in thinking that my insurance is all paid up through the end of July? Because I made a payment at the end of July in 2023 of $850, and that would have paid my insurance through the end of July of 2024. Is that right?
Correct. Yes.
And so if I do nothing, my AARP insurance will be paid up in full all the way through July 31st of 2024. But if I don't make the $850 payment in 2024, then my insurance is going to lapse and it will then no longer be in effect. And then I won't have any more insurance starting in August of this year. Then that insurance is going to go away. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And if I want to cancel my insurance with AARP, how would I go about doing that? Could I just do it over the phone? I'm not saying I want to cancel. I want to be clear. I'm not telling you I want to cancel. I'm just trying to find out what my options are. So would I, for example, talk to an agent and say, I've decided I want to cancel? Is that the way I would do it?
Absolutely, yeah.
I probably would not be able to do it retroactively and say, I want to cancel effective 3 weeks ago. Would that also be true? I could only cancel effective immediately. I couldn't cancel 3 weeks. Or could I?
So whatever month you call in, the plan will terminate at the end of that month.
At the end of the month, I see.
Mm-hmm.
So is it prorated by month? Is that it? So that they're going to take, you know, 1/12 or 3/12 or 5/12 or however many twelfths. Is that how they figure out what the refund would be?
So for example, if you would cancel this month, you would get the refund for the months of February through July.
February.
You'll get a check with that refund amount.
Right, okay. And so, and again, so February, March, April, May, June, July. So I'm counting on my fingers here. I got six. And so that would be 6/12. So I'd get a refund of half of what I paid. And I don't know the exact amount. I'm just going to say $850. They take the premium I paid, divided by 6/12, half, and that would be the refund I would get. Do I have that right?
Right.
All right. All right. Now there was one. I guess it got kind of squirrely. The person I spoke with, I think yesterday, told me that there was something coverage, something I was covered for was going to be, the coverage was by Quadrant, and they were going to deny coverage for three of the four quadrants because my policy said it was for kind of a cleaning, and the policy said you can, you know, we'll cover you for this, but only every 2 years. And we looked, and you had this done like less than 2 years ago. But for one of the four quadrants, we had denied you coverage. And because we had denied you coverage, we won't deny you coverage now. And so, you know, okay. It gets really squirrely. I don't even know what the amount of money was involved. I probably need to go and ask them to find out. What I was trying to get to was, I wish that my dentist had asked for on the 4th something that I would call a pre-authorization, where we had done the X-rays, and they gave me a printout. It was like 3 pages long, and they said, you know, we're going to do a crown, and we're going to do all this stuff that they had fancy words for. We're going to do a saliva test, and then we're going to do an analysis of your saliva, and blah, blah, and we're going to do something called laser, LBR, laser bacteria reduction. Does this terminology mean anything to you? It didn't really mean much to me. I'm starting to learn a little bit more about it now. Lo and behold, they told me that my insurance was not going to cover it. And I thought, well, that sounds like a pretty crappy deal to me. I'm paying all $850 for insurance, and this seems like pretty good. I mean, my dentist is telling me that I need this stuff, and I think they're right. I do need it. It's cleaning and taking good care of my teeth. My insurance ought to cover it, and it doesn't. So maybe what I ought to do is stop paying $850 for insurance that doesn't cover what I need to clean and take good care of my teeth. That's kind of where I'm at right now. What I did just a little while ago is I called and asked the woman in customer service, what I'd like to do is get a pre-authorization done. And she felt like it was her solemn, sacred duty to make sure that I could not get a pre-authorization done. I thought, well, isn't that something? All the more reason that I should cancel my insurance, because all they want to do is fight with me. Are you going to be any help to me to help me get a pre-authorization done so that I can see what a pre-authorization would look like for this, what they charged me $600 to get the cleaning and the work done to clean and take care of my teeth?
Now, as far as the pre-authorization, now that's something that your dentist would submit.
And that's what the woman I called said. So, but they didn't submit it. And so I want to see what it would have looked like if they did submit it.
Okay, yeah. Doing that is not, that's not something that I can do. Like I said, that's something that your dentist would submit to us.
Right, okay. So you're no help either, as far as that goes. And of course, I know what the answer to that is. I have the solution to that problem. And I'm not going to cancel right now, but it won't be long from now that I'll just solve that problem by just saying, okay, if that's the way you're going to be about it, then I'll just quit paying $850.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, like I said, that the pre-authorization, that's not something that we can just create.
Sure. Sure. And whatever you do, don't get on the phone and call and talk to them. Don't call that pre-authorization department and talk to them about it. See what they can do about it. Don't do anything about that. Just let that go. Just say, that's not my job. That's a good way to take care of that problem. So thanks for your help. I think you've answered my insurance questions, and I'll take it from here. So thanks. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. You have a great rest of your day.
And you too. Bye now.
Using a number from 1 to 7, with 1 meaning completely disagree and 7 meaning completely agree, please rate how much you agree with the following statements. The customer service representative was courteous and respectful. Please say or enter a number from 1 to 7.